The third one is pray without ceasing. See, this is where the problem is. Most Christians don't understand the power of prayer. James put it this way, James chapter 4, verse 1. He says, you don't have because you don't ask. Say it after me. You don't have because you don't ask. So yeah, Lord, why don't you give this to me? Because you never asked. In other words, for you to get what you need to ask God for it. For you to change the atmosphere of what's going on in the place you're going to, you need to pray about it before you get there. For you to make a difference in the meeting that we are having here, you have to pray about it. If you have not spent any time in prayer about this meeting, you are taking longer to catch up than you should have. You prepare your heart in prayer. You hear God in prayer. You do intercession in prayer. You do warfare in prayer. You do supplication in prayer. You do thanksgiving in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Get in the car. You know, Sarah and I, when we get given things to use, it is such a blessing. So when we get a car to use, we climb in that car. I'm telling you, every time I climb in, I say, Lord, thank you. This car works. It's going. It's got petrol in it. Petrol, gas, I think you call it. I don't know how you get gas out of that. But anyway, we've got everything we need. Lord, we've got a sandwich to eat. We've got a burger to eat. We've got anything we need. We just want to keep you connected at everything. This is what it says. In all your ways, Proverbs 3, acknowledge him. And he will direct your paths. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity tonight. Thank you for these precious people. That's how I'm talking all the time. When I get in the car, I'm going to be thankful for the fact that I've got a bed to sleep in tonight. That we've got great friends that care for us and love us. Pray. Do you pray about every situation? When you go to work in the morning, are you praying on the way to work? When you get up in the morning, are you praying about your day? You see, if you're not praying, divine intervention cannot come. So many of us say, well, why am I in such a mess? Because you haven't prayed the thing through. Always in prayer. Prayer without ceasing. My wife and I have a habit of prayer. The moment we get in the car, we hear something that's an issue, we get down to it and start to pray immediately. Then leave it for some other day. I'll pray for you, brother. 5 years later, still haven't prayed one prayer. Where are we? Number four. Am I right? Number four. We got to, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord sometimes. Amen. Right. Rejoice in the Lord always. You've got to consistently put joy on. Listen to me. Joy, if you do not put joy on, you will rob yourself from the most important element of your Christian life. Do you know what that is? God's strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. And I want to tell you something, if you do not attack your feelings, if you let your feelings control you, demonic activity can continue to intimidate you. I never said it can possess you, I said it can intimidate you. Because you can be spoken to and fear will rise. You have to learn how to put on a joy. Say, I'm never overcome. I tell you what, I get the oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Joy is my weapon. Joy is the thing I use to keep on top. I keep reminding myself of the good things. I say to some Christians, you say you're happy, well, you need to inform your face. So many Christians look like they've been baptized in vinegar. You know what I mean? Just like, There's such a scowl, such that they never show you that there's a bit of joy inside. They live a dark life. They live in this place of hopelessness, this place of having checked out. There's no excitement in them. It is not God's responsibility to make you happy. It is your responsibility to remind yourself of all the good things that God has done. It's your duty to get up in the morning, no matter what your circumstances. Though the fig tree does not blossom, though there be no fruit on the vine, yet will I rejoice in the God of my salvation. I don't rejoice because things are tough. I rejoice because God is bigger than everything I face. And joy then pumps me full of strength. As soon as you start getting angry, upset, you lose strength. Air is coming out of your tires. Petrol is coming out of your tank. You're not going to be able to run much more. But the moment you pull up to Joel's petrol pump and you pump in a little bit of joy into your life, I'm telling you, it'll change everything. Ask yourself this question. Are you always happy? Are you always joyful? Do you make yourself joyful? Or do you just adjust according to what's going on? If you're going to be an outstanding Christian, you've got to build this lifestyle. I said, it's not an action, it's a lifestyle of constantly being happy, constantly having joy. You know, some people have this song over them. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. You know what I mean? It's like, God, get a life, man. I want to tell you something, folk. I'm not being stupid. I'm being honest. I haven't met a person who's been through more traumas than me. I've been through 27 major traumas. You can lose your brain. You can lose your mind in things like that. How have I managed to rise above and stay inspirational to other people? Because I've learned the key is don't let them steal your joy. In Hebrews chapter 10, it says this: they joyfully endured the confiscation of their goods. If you lose your joy, you'll never get your goods back. Your joy is the thing that makes you a winner. You've got to remind yourself of that. I really mean it. Go home and ask somebody, am I joyful? Get ready for the answer. Father Dan is one of the most joyful people I've ever met in my life. I tell you what, he's always the same. I've seen him in tears at tough times, but I've never seen him lose his joy. I mean, you know, morning might last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You got to get above the stuff, guys. Listen to me. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. Joy has got to be your constant partner. You can't let sadness, you can't let upset control you. You've got to rise above that tonight. I'm talking to somebody tonight, and I'm saying to you, years ago, you checked out. You checked out of it all. Said, I'm never again going to become vulnerable. I'm never again going to open myself. I'm just going to live in the state of misery. Life sucks anyway. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I call you to be free. I call that spirit off of you, that it'll stop intimidating and lying to you, that you will become one of the most jovial, happy people others have ever met. That it'll be great to be around you. That you've always got a smile for somebody. I'm not talking about being like an idiot, you know, village idiot. Just walk around. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this inner contentment that God's got it. Yeah. and he's going to see me through. Amen.
Amen.
Last one, thanksgiving. Be thankful always in everything. Oh, well, if you didn't know this, thankfulness releases increased blessing on your life. Okay, I'll tell this group. Thankfulness releases increased blessing on your life. Let me explain. 10 lepers come to Jesus. He heals all of them. One comes back and says, Lord, I want to thank you. He said, hold on, weren't there 10? Where are the other 9? In other words, expected behavior is say thank you. Be grateful for what you've got. If you're not grateful for what you got, you lose it. Oh, somebody could have caught that one. If you have not got a lifestyle, an attitude of gratitude, you're going to have problems in your life. So Jesus says to him, thy faith has made you whole. Hold on, he just got healed. So what is he talking about? He's saying, not only have I healed your body, I'm now going to impact your whole life. I'm going to change your life circumstances because you've learned to say thank you. And gratitude back to God is a high priority. And I want to tell you the way to practice being grateful is to be grateful for with people around you. Take notice when people do things for you and say thank you. Twice I've been confronted by people in America in the sense of them asking, where do I come from? Once I was in a place and something was done for me and I said, I just want to come. I walked over at the end of the time together and I just said, I just want to thank you for having me over. And it was a part of a Thanksgiving meal. And I just said, I've enjoyed today. It's been a wonderful experience. I've never had it before. And the person, because they didn't know who I was, they said, where do you come from? So I said, yeah, something like that. So I said, from Africa. Joburg. They said, well, yeah, who said that? Who knows Joburg? It's great, man. Have you been there?
I was daughter.
Okay.
I'm from Joburg.
Okay.
My grandfather, Port Elizabeth, Bishop.
Okay. Thank you. So this is wonderful hearing somebody say it what it is. It's not Johannesburg. If you really know the place, it's Joburg. Anyway, so they said, where do you come from? So I said, I come from Africa. They said, nobody says thank you anymore. The second time that happened is I was in New York and I got to a door and I realized the lady was walking up behind me into an office block and I opened the door for her to come through and she said, you're not from here, are you? So I said, how do you know? She said, nobody opens doors anymore. Thankful. Are you thankful? Have you got a lifestyle of saying thank you every day? Get up, name. Oh, there's an old song, count your blessings, name them one by one, something like that. If you don't keep recognizing how good God has been to you, if you can't think through the fact that you've been preserved till now. How many in this room have been healed by God just by a touch? How many of you have been financially rescued when you were in a horrible situation? We should be thankful all the time. All the time. He hasn't run out of blessings. He's just going to keep pouring them out on you. But they're going to get less when you stop saying thank you. My deep concern is because we've heard this stuff for so long that we don't really understand how powerful they are. I just told you a little while ago, the reason my wife and I are still standing and thriving is because we live these every day. You will find we're probably the most content couple you've ever met. we're happy with anything that God gives us. Don't get us wrong. We ask for more all the time. Because God is like that. If you want to please God, you've got to have faith. And you've got to keep putting a demand on the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus came. We are going to meet, time is gone. We're going to meet again next Wednesday. And I'm going to deal with some really, really important issues. For instance, I'm going to deal with character. I'm going to deal with well-established disciplines that will keep you constantly walking in intimacy with God. That will have you constantly being used by the Holy Ghost. And once we've done this and established you in these things, by the way, you haven't been established just because I taught it. It becomes yours if you go home and you write out everything I told you. You make your own manual so that you are able to teach somebody. You've got to take what I've taught you and you've got to teach somebody who doesn't know it. It's not yours until you teach it. Say it again after me. It's not yours until you teach it. You have to find somebody that you're going to teach. You've got to find somebody who's not in this place. Say, listen, I'd love to come and have coffee with you, and I just want to share 5 points that'll totally change your life. I'll teach you 4 points that will get you to be used by God wherever you go. If you will write these things down, make them yours, that you don't have to look at a manual, you can just memorize these things. I'm telling you, your quality of life will change totally. Sickness will probably leave your home. Because most of the sicknesses we suffer are psychosomatic, 80%, according to doctors. In other words, they have no natural cause. They have not come from a disease. They come from the mind and the emotions. And when you start putting on joy and thankfulness, you start doing good to others, you start praying without ceasing, you start praising Him with the fruit of your lips, I'm telling you something, your whole world changes. Trust me, listen to me, practice it. By the time I see you next Wednesday night, I want you to have built this stuff into you. Otherwise, we're wasting our time. If all you do is hear me and don't practice it, then really, you shouldn't be here. You should just rather stay at home because you can just put... do you guys live stream, Father Dan? You don't, okay. I was going to say you can sit in your lounge and just watch me by TV.
You do have it audio recorded.
You do have it audio recorded, right. No telly. All right. I'm going to ask God for something. I'm going to ask God to touch you at the deepest place of your heart. That where you have maybe given up, where you maybe have lost momentum, that the fire would start again. That you would believe this visiting speaker. That if you put these principles into practice, your life will never be the same again. Oh, I'd love to tell you things you never knew. That's not what it's about. The reason we are not going where we should is because these core things have not been established. Amen? You understand that, right? So right now, here we go. Reach out and receive. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for your faithfulness. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our teacher. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, tonight that something deep and lasting would happen deep within our beings. That, Lord, we would find a shift where we used to do things that were just knee-jerk reactions. That, Lord, we would start to live on purpose. That we would train ourselves when darkness comes to put on joy. That, Lord, we would train ourselves when we feel disappointed to start to say thank you. That we would live in the opposite spirit to what we want to naturally do. That we would activate the spirit realm and it would flow into our environment. I pray, Lord, that as people put on joy, I know you're going to respond and pour strength into them. I know that as people thank you, Lord, that you're going to change their circumstances and they're going to receive blessing beyond which they can imagine. I want to thank you that when they start asking, Lord, things are going to be changed and situations are going to be turned around. I thank you, Lord, that as we start to give wherever we can, that, Lord, people would start to just see the love of God manifest through his people. And as we praise you, Lord, destroy demonic strategies and plans against us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I pray that you would fall on bodies tonight. If there's anything that is out of place in your body tonight, receive in Jesus' name a touch from heaven. The Holy Ghost is in this room. He's walking across the rows. He is looking for somebody that is desperate to receive. Right now, in Jesus' name, touch the thing that's in pain, if you can, and just receive. Receive right now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is battling with a fear issue regarding their well-being physically. You're starting to feel as though this thing is not going to get better. It's going to go worse. You're feeling as though you don't have any hope left in this thing. It's becoming too big for you. I want to tell you tonight, God knows your fear. And God spoke to me and said, tell them I'm going to intervene in the most powerful way and I'm going to reverse this thing. They need to hear me. They need to believe me. They need to grab onto it and they need to fight. If that's you, possibly just one person in this room, I'm just saying to you tonight, stand up on the inside and believe that God has already delivered his healing to you by the stripes of Jesus. I speak health to you. I speak to your systems. I speak to muscular systems. I speak to joints. I speak to your venous system. I speak to your circulation. I speak to your brain, that all the neurons and all the connectivity would be perfect in Jesus' name. And I stand against the strategy of the enemy to take people out before their time. I cancel these things in the name of Jesus. Just receive it, and you know what to do, just like the leper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for new health. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.